Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Vanity is the first of the seven deadly sins. Vanity is the disordered concern for self-image. It's the vice of caring too much about what other people think, especially people who aren't intimate with us. So many of us care more about what strangers think than the people who really know us. And we're tempted to give more energy to being liked or esteemed by colleagues or competitors or strangers or posting on social media instead of putting real effort into talking to and listening to our spouse or kids or elderly parents or getting coffee with a friend. It seems that we are angels abroad and demons at home. And at the root is often the deadly sin of vanity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Why do we care so much about what other people think? Why do we want other people to praise us? Because praise is supposed to be directed to some excellence. So it's natural for us to praise, to esteem excellent things and excellent people. But to receive praise just for the sake of praise, well, that's completely empty. So it's not praise that we should seek. We should strive to become excellent humans, people who are virtuous, who excel in their duties and responsibilities. We should strive for what is honorable rather than honor. Then, if we are praised, we can say thank you and thank God. That's why Aquinas says that the truly virtuous person, the magnanimous person, doesn't care about doing what will get praised, only about doing what is praiseworthy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. St. Thomas Aquinas lists three kinds of praise you should be especially on guard against. Praise that's false. Praise that's not based on some truth or personal experience. Second, praise that's based on something petty. Don't bask in praise for stupid irrelevant things like your appearance or your paycheck or how many followers you have. And third, praise that's not going to promote some further good, because we should be striving instead to help others to be better people, or the world to be a better place, or helping them to grow closer to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. So what kinds of praise do promote a further good? Well, when you receive a compliment for doing something that promotes God's glory, if you've somehow helped people get closer to God, then say thank you. If you have encouraged others to grow in virtue, say if someone responds, "Hey, after listening to you, I'm going to really resolve to do better in this area or that area." You should rejoice in that. Or if you've grown in virtue, if someone says, "I'm really impressed at how you've gotten better at not gossiping," you can be grateful for that praise and use it to strengthen your further resolve. And again, we just simply say thank you. So praise isn't bad. Attention isn't bad. It just has to be directed to the right things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, the only praise that ultimately matters. C.S. Lewis points out that receiving affirmation is a natural desire, but it's most fulfilling when it comes from someone who knows us, or someone in a position of authority over us. That's why only praise from God will be perfectly fulfilling. Only when we hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," will we rejoice fully in who we are and in what our lives have accomplished. Which means, worry about what God, the saints, and angels, and those closest to you think of you, not the masses of people on social media. So maybe as a resolution, let me ask what would be better, that the world thinks you are great, or that God was pleased with you, and that your spouse and kids and friends and those we are responsible for really felt known, loved, and cared for by us. Think of one person close to you that you take for granted and make the resolution to truly get to know and care for that person. But don't do it so that they'll think better of you. Do what is praiseworthy without seeking praise. And if you are praised, thank God, not yourself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before I ask you what you were reflecting on or what caught your attention, you know, there's a great scripture passage. It says, find a wise man and darken his door often.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I've never heard that.
So I've always made it the practice to find the best theologians in the world for different areas of theology, and then become friends with them and really try to learn from them. And I've had the opportunity to really learn from just world-renowned theologians. Mm-hmm. But I actually think the best theologian in America, one of the best in the world, is Dr. John Mark Miravalli. And I want everyone to know that he writes 15 of our rosary meditations every month.
And that is a blessing for
it's
all of us.
It's more than a blessing. So I write half, he writes half. But he's got some fantastic books that I want to remind our listeners of, that I will put these titles in the transcript so that you can see them. But he's got a fantastic book on beauty. Beauty, what it is and why it matters. Great book on alcohol, antidepressants, and marijuana. It's actually called How to Feel Good and How Not to: The Ethics of Using Marijuana, Alcohol, Antidepressants, and Other Mood-Altering Drugs. He's got a little book called Why God, Why Jesus, Why the Catholic Church. And one of his more recent books is a little book on Catholic philosophy. It's called Thinking Clearly. Really wonderful little books that you can get on Amazon and or many other places. So with that, Teresa, what are your thoughts on this meditation?
I am boiling over with thoughts on this meditation. This is such an awesome meditation. I think this one cracked the code.
What code?
A lot of people ask, essentially, how do you, A, get the relationship that we have? I think we have a pretty healthy relationship for a father and daughter, which is increasingly rare, but also just how we got to where we're at. And I think I would now place all the stress work. People also ask the same thing about our friends, our friend group, because it's just a shocking group of intelligent young people that are just shockingly good to each other. And I think the core of it is good compliments. I think you are very I'm gonna make you uncomfortable by being kind. I think you're very good at giving compliments, but it's not just about saying something that flatters someone. It's about really useful compliments. I was thinking a lot in this meditation about what is the use of compliments, and it's
to manipulate people.
It's to manipulate people. You've done it so well. That's one way to look at it. But I think of it like highlights in a painting. So if you throw highlights everywhere, you've overexposed everything and you can't really make anything out now. It defeats the purpose because it's meaningless. The light is confusing. It's overexposed. It's not a good picture. It's not a good painting. But a good painter uses highlights to draw out the thing that is most important and accentuate it so that it's very clear. And when we talk about pride, like we did in the last meditation, we talk about vanity, seeing yourself incorrectly. What we want to do with compliments is help people to see themselves clearly. And I think when we see something good in people, we need to compliment it and compliment it well so that we'll see more of that in the world. When I see someone host well, I should say, "You are such a good host. Thank you." Because we need more of that right now. I think getting good at complimenting your friends, not just saying, "Hey, you look nice today," but accentuating things that are really important to our growth. And on this level, I'll say there are compliments that aren't helpful because it will just... I get this all the time where I hear things where I'm like, I just feel so good about myself that I'm going to get really comfortable and relaxed. It's just good for my ego and nothing else. This is the big problem with social media, because if you can lie about your image and then people compliment the lie, then you think the lie is good. Yeah. And that's terrible. You think, well, I look really good in this photo. And people will say, yeah, you look good in this photo. And you'll think, then I don't look good in real life, essentially. But good compliments accentuate that. And I would even go so far as to say, at times, from the right people, in the right moment, a good insult, very, very good. Now, that can be taken very poorly. But I think there have been moments in my life where a well-educated insult has been so good for me and so needed.
Well, maybe the insult was just fraternal correction.
Exactly. But I think that's how we should think of insults and compliments. Don't insult someone if it's not going to help them. Don't compliment them if it's not going to help them. Find a way to compliment people that creates that environment where people try. I think back to high school and making music with other people. One of the most destructive things was the way other musicians talked about people. So-and-so can't play a solo to save his life. So-and-so can't keep time. She can't hear pitch. And it means no one wants to try because they're so afraid of it.
Wow.
But just being supportive, even to things that, hey, maybe they're not the best singer right now, but if you're not supportive to them, they're not going to get better.
Yeah. Well, I learned it from my father.
That makes so much sense.
He worked in vocational rehab for his whole career, in which he helped people with handicaps or addictions or disabilities to learn a trade and work and live on their own and have really full lives. But he had a special quality. He has a special quality where he always looked for the true good in others, not their defects or weaknesses, which was especially key because when dealing with people in his world that had handicaps or disabilities, that's the first thing people saw. And then they limited them.
Mm-hmm.
He looked for their good qualities and then accentuated them.
Mm-hmm.
But look how gossip seeks to tear others down, which is our next deadly sin. Envy leads to gossip, tearing people down so that we feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I really...
But we don't feel better. We just fear the world more.
Yeah.
It just makes us hate people. It makes us hate ourselves.
Yeah. And I have to say, most news is gossip. It's not constructive.
There's very little that I need to know about a celebrity.
Or a political leader, or this situation, or that situation. It's mostly just dirty laundry.
Don Henley said it first.
He had it.
He said it first. He said it best.
I don't think he coined the phrase dirty laundry, no, but he wrote a great song.
I think if you write a good enough song, it's yours now.
He was a...
So check out Dirty Laundry by Don Henley.
He is an excellent songwriter.
Saw a great cover of that recently.
Yeah.
Give good compliments. Make that a focus of your week. It's such a simple...
But don't just give good compliments. Pay attention to the people you're with. Really pay attention. So you see, you can find something authentic and unique to mm-hmm. them and then point it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Yeah, thank you. You're very good at it.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.